It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott hosted his second Safety Commission roundtable Thursday in El Paso. KERA's Mallory Falk was there.
The roundtable included survivors of the August 3rd attack and family members of several victims, as well as the Texas legislature's El Paso delegation. Governor Abbott briefly addressed the media before the discussion.
We need to develop strategies in this new era where we are able to confront, address, and repress violent extremism.
The governor also addressed a controversial fundraising letter from his campaign, asking supporters to help him defend Texas from illegal immigration. It was sent out the day before the El Paso shooting.
Mistakes were made, and course correction has been made.
Abbott told reporters he will make sure that rhetoric will not be used in any dangerous way. The governor launched the Texas Safety Commission in the wake of the El Paso shooting. Texas Democrats have pushed for a special legislative session on gun violence. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk.
The EPA just announced a major rollback of rules aimed at reducing methane emissions from oil and gas infrastructure. Methane is a powerful greenhouse gas. After the rules are weakened, the administration says industry will self-regulate. But as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the facts may not bear that out.
In a press conference Thursday, an EPA spokesperson said industry would plug methane leaks voluntarily because the gas is a useful commodity. But in Texas, methane is often just seen as a byproduct of oil production. In some places, companies will pay to have it transported away. Commonly, it is simply set on fire in a process called flaring to save operators the cost of capturing it. Colin Layden works on regulation for the Environmental Defense Fund in Texas.
The voluntary argument falls flat just by looking out at western Texas with the sky on fire from flares.
The EPA announcement opens a process of public comment, government review, and, Layden says, likely lawsuits before any final rule change is put into effect.
That was Mose Bouchel reporting. To commentary now, Algernon DeMassa reflects on the latest international controversy involving President Trump.
Yes, it seems he really wanted to buy Greenland. President Donald Trump earlier this month wanted to propose purchasing the autonomous region of Greenland from Denmark. When the Danish Prime Minister called that suggestion absurd, the president seemed hurt, called the remark nasty, and he announced on Twitter that he was breaking off the meeting with the Prime Minister. That all struck Trump critics as weird, but you look at the history and there's a lot of old imperial weirdness here. In 1946, the Truman administration discussed procuring the territory. This was in secret talks that weren't reported until 1991. It was seen as a possible gambit in the opening stages of what would later be known as the Cold War. Greenland is close to Russia, after all. That was, incidentally, decades before Greenland was granted home rule and established its own parliament and everything. Instead of imperial procurement, the U.S. advanced itself through diplomacy, backed by its military dominance. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization was founded soon after that, and Greenland was incorporated into our strategy via direct agreements with Denmark. The U.S. Army built a camp that sank into the ice. And the Air Force staged nuclear-armed bombers at Thule Air Base. Now, some view Trump's imperial interest in Greenland as crazy, but we rarely reflect on our Cold War madness in Greenland, like the B-52s secretly flying nuclear bombs nonstop for years over Greenland, until one crashed in 1968, spreading radioactive material. Indeed, for me, Trump's self-described real estate deal over Greenland fascinates for its reminders of the 20th century and its catastrophes. Climate disruption is rapidly melting Greenland's ice. As Arctic ice melts, global superpowers and industry see new shipping routes. Greenland also holds mineral deposits, and the Arctic region has oil, oil that is easier to reach thanks to climate warming caused by the carbon-burning global economy. The U.S., China, and Russia see new fields of competition for military and economic influence in the melting ice. Meanwhile, the thaw also threatens to expose that abandoned army camp, along with chemical and nuclear waste buried there, which may soon endanger current military personnel, Greenland itself, and perhaps even Canada, another major oil producer. This is the stuff of Dantean science fiction, and the rainbow-tinged backwash of 20th century imperialism is hard to miss. Now tell me again how crazy Trump is compared to the normal madness of the global ruling classes. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's columns appear in the Las Cruces Sun News. Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.